Welcome back here to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, Dave Lewis producing things on the other side of the glass. And here from K-State Police Department, we have Brad Millington in studio. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
We also have Riley County Police Department Captain Richard Fink. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Lots of stuff going on this weekend, and it's going to be, we don't know exactly what to expect here because of the weather. Weather's going to play a factor, but I know a big part of it is obviously the Fake Paddy's Day event here. You and I spoke earlier this week, but our last-minute preparations is the police department doing right now?
Well, we're getting all the technical stuff in place. We got a lot of, radio equipment, computer equipment we have to get set up in the command post because we use the pavilion in City Park for our operations center. So a lot of that, what we're doing right now is just kind of last-minute chairs, tables, kind of logistical stuff, getting ready. Our officers have been scheduled for a while, so we're ready just to get down there and get it done.
Now, Brad, you're kind of handling something separate, right? You're not involved in the Fake Paddy's Day enforcement.
We're not involved with the enforcement. We're taking care normally on, since we have a doubleheader, Bramley this weekend, Riley County normally does some of the post-game traffic for us to help us with that. We're bringing in our guys to take care of all that for them so they don't have to pull their guys out of Aggieville and the neighborhoods to take care of the traffic for the games this week.
All right. And talk about the partnership you guys have here when you have to address something like this where you have a whole bunch of things and you also throw in the weather as being a factor here when I know that you have to respond to accidents too. Right. This is really a taxing weekend, I imagine.
Well, for us, we would have had a triple header here because we would have had the normal road, the Fake Paddy's Day event, and then the basketball traffic. But we work with Kansas State University Police, and, they offered to help us out like they normally do, and we took them up on it, and they're going to cover the traffic detail for the basketball games. So that leaves us with just working the road and working the Fake Paddy's Day event.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all live here and work here in the community. It's a community effort to make sure events and this go off without any problems at all. I mean, it's just kind of like a oversized football game weekend for everybody this weekend. It just involves everybody no matter what.
Yeah. Well, as far as, the safety aspect, I know that's the most important thing here this weekend is making sure that, everyone knows that this event's coming up here, whether they like it or not. But the ultimate thing here is making sure that everybody comes and has a good time and goes home in one piece.
Right. Yeah, the public safety aspect is our primary concern. We want folks to have a good time, but we want them to stay safe and go home at the end of the night. So, that's our priority. We're going to have a lot of people out like we do every year. Like you said, the weather might be an issue this year and slow things down a bit, but nonetheless, we have to be prepared for whatever happens and making sure everybody goes home at the end of the day is our primary goal.
As obviously with K-State students, I imagine you probably do a little preparation ahead of time, Brad.
Yeah, we've gone with housing and dining, and we've gone in and done some events with them to tell people how to stay safe, what to do, how to report things and different things like that. We've really been pushing our Live Safe app for people to get downloaded on their phone so that if they have an issue and they don't feel comfortable, they can get us. And if it's off campus, we can get it to Riley County so we can get it addressed and another resource for them to be able to report things if incidents or whatever they need to.
And I know one thing that's been brought up is maybe not so much of what happens down in Aggieville, but it's when it gets out of Aggieville into the houses, that's where we start having some issues.
Yeah, the house parties are as big a part of Fake Paddy's Day as Aggieville has been traditionally. So we have equal amount of resources working in the neighborhoods. We'll have officers on foot, officers on bikes, officers on UTVs. And, they'll just be, assigned to certain neighborhoods to make sure things aren't getting out of hand, that house parties haven't overflowed to the point where, they're taking up the whole block and that roadways are staying clear so fire apparatus can get through.
Okay. And, obviously another thing here is, making sure from the public safety aspect, keeping everybody safe here. And you have a lot of different departments coming out here to help you. Can you kind of maybe list some of the partners that you're working with?
Sure. Well, obviously, Kansas State University, they're a big part of this. But we'll have folks from Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. We'll have folks from Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Emporia, we'll send a number of bike officers up. Lawrence PD is a significant partner in this with us. They'll have quite a few officers here. We've got four from Wildlife and Parks coming out. I feel like, Junction City PD, we'll have some folks from there helping us out. So we've got quite a few people that are going to be directly a part of our primary, securing the neighborhoods in Aggieville. And then Kansas Highway Patrol, kind of, they'll be in town, but they'll be doing their own thing. They'll be running saturation patrols, trying to make sure they keep the DUIs off the roads.
Captain Fink, I have a quick question for you. You talked about, I think, both Lawrence and Emporia departments providing some assistance. Do you help them when they have special days because you both are home for the big state universities?
Yeah, our department has quite a bit in common with Lawrence and Emporia. Our bike officers, Emporia's got an outstanding bicycle unit, and our bike officers do a lot of training, cross-training with them. And Lawrence, we have kind of a deal with them where, they have a pretty good basketball team up there. So
I've heard about that.
Yeah. So if they need assistance with that, we'll send folks their way. And when we have events like this, they send folks our way.
Now, do college towns typically have more bike officers than others, like, Salina? What are some other cities? Hutchinson maybe may have some smaller campuses, but do they have as many bike officers as you may have in a university town?
The bike officers, the bike patrol, the whole function of those units is growing. They're using the bike units for more and more things. I think it's catching on in a lot of municipal areas. College towns, I think it's probably more common. I think a lot of university police departments have been doing it for a long time. Our department caught on well after KSU did. I think it's a really great tool. We're actually increasing the size of our bike unit at our department because it works really well.
As far as the different arrests that you typically make here on this weekend, what are some of the more common things that you see?
Probably disorderly conduct is the number one issue we have. Folks getting, just out of control, fighting or causing fights is I think, our number one cause for arrest, at least last year was. The alcohol stuff, that's a little ways down the line as far as how many we have. I think most people understand what they can and can't do, and it seems like each year it gets a little bit better.
And I think the one thing maybe people would worry about here that aren't in the university community would be people being drunk on the roads. How has drunk driving been here maybe the last few years? Have we seen a decline? Has it been steady?
I think overall we've seen a decline in Manhattan on DUIs. Folks are just getting smarter. There's more ways for people to get around with Lyft and Uber and such. The university provides rides. Private organizations provide rides on these special event days. And I think people just realize it's just the smarter thing to do to be plan ahead and have a ride. There's always those few. That's what Highway Patrol is going to be in town doing primarily. And we'll have our usual road officers out doing the same.
All right, let's talk about maybe some of those ride services offered. Do you have information on
that?
Yeah,
we got Safe Ride will be operating through the university for the whole weekend. As long as a student has their student ID, they get certain a number on free, and then if not, it's like $1 or $2 a person to be able to get on that Safe Ride. And there's multiple different pickup points right on the edge of campus, right on the edge of Aggieville, that will go throughout the town. So,
all right. We definitely encourage anybody listening, if you are planning to go out there, don't drive. Don't drive. It's not worth it. So let's take a break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with Brad Millington, Richard Fink here about Fake Patty's Day and having a safe weekend here. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.